السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, a very important usul or principle of our deen taught to us in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mukhalafatul kuffar, mukhalafatul yahud wa nasara, meaning to go against the ways of those who reject Allah, to go against the ways of the mushrikeen, those who make partners with Allah, to go against the ways of the Jews and the Christians. So we would find that in various aspects of our lives, in our ibad, in our, first of all, in our belief system, in our ibadat, in our tahara, and in our social life, in our outlook towards life, and in our outward appearance as well, and various aspects of our lives, with regards to our weddings, our nikahs, our janazas, in various aspects of our life, we have been taught in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a distinctive way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the command of Allah as shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are distinguished by that, and there is no need for us to imitate others. For example, in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Until you follow their religion. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. So they'll never be pleased with you until you follow their way, you follow their religion. So Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say to them, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the guidance of Allah is the guidance. This is what we will follow. We will follow the guidance of Allah, the hidayat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala sounds a warning that if hypothetically you follow their desires, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ, if perchance, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you follow their desires after the knowledge which has come to you, then you will find no guardian from Allah, no protector and no helper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example from the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تَهْتَدُوا. They say, become Jews, become Christians, then you will be guided. Qul, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bal millata Ibrahim hanifa. Rather, we follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, hanifa, turning away from all false ideologies and worshipping the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from those who made shirk and partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, with regards to our belief system, there is definitely a distinction between us and the Yahud, Nasara, and the Mushrikeen. So they may believe in the divinity of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'udhu billah. Or they may believe in the sonship, that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God. Or the Yahud may reject Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Or they reject Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Or they reject the Quran Kareem. Or they reject the Bible or the Injil. So there are distinctions. There's definitely distinction between us and them in ideology, in worship, in aqidah, and in belief. Similarly, with regards to our acts of worship, our ibadat, our tahara, in every aspect of life, you will find that there is a distinction. And our way will be the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the mashwara was being made amongst the sahaba and with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Munawwara on how we should call the Muslims to salah, how should we congregate them for salah, how should we gather them for salah, so various suggestions were given by the sahaba radiyallahu anhum to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst them, for example, someone said, why don't we have a bell, we will sound a bell. When that bell sounds, everyone will know it's salah time and everyone will gather for salah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhalika lin nasara." That's for the Christians. So another person suggested to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that why don't we have a horn, like we have a horn and that trumpet is blown, that horn is blown, and people with that sound, they will understand that it's time for salah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhalika lil yahud." That is the way of the Jews, that is for the Jews. So then another person suggested that why don't we have a fire, we have a large fire, that we burn this fire, and from a distance people perhaps can see the flames of the fire, or they can see the smoke, and they will know that it's now time for salah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhalika lil majus." That is for the fire worshippers. So they have their way, Jews, Yahud, Nasara, Majus, they all have their ways. Then a Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had, in a dream, he had been shown the method of the whole Adhan. And he began saying the words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed that this is indeed inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, teach these words to Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu because he has a louder voice. And Bilal radiallahu anhu began calling out the Adhan. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu heard this from far and he came running along and he said, "Oh Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had seen a dream and these words were taught to me in that dream." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi had also seen the same dream. This is inspiration from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that day onwards, the adhan was then stipulated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the distinctive call of the Muslimin, of how we would gather for salah. The beautiful words of adhan, the most beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, we find that distinction. Similarly, with regards to our ibadat, our acts of worship, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith found in Sahih Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Faslu ma bayna siyamina wa siyami ahli al-kitab atlatu sahar." The difference between our fast and the fast of the people of the book is the eating of sari. Eating sari in the morning, that's the distinction between our fast and the fast of the people of the book, of the Jews and the Christians. So perhaps they had some system where they would sleep away at night and thereafter they would not have suhu, they would not have sari. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the difference between our way and the way of the Jews and the Christians is the eating of seri, which is stipulated and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, to show you the distinction that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that is found in various aspects of our deen. Then we all are aware at the time of Ashura that we shouldn't fast just on one day, on the 10th of Muharram. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if I live the next year, then I will fast the 9th as well. Why? Again, to draw a distinction between our way and the way of the Yahud, the way of the Jews. So in various aspects of our lives, if you think about it, that if we really implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time we get up in the morning, right to the time we put our head on the pillow at night to go off to sleep, you'll find that there is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How should I put my shoes on? I put my right one on first. How should I put my clothes on? How should I purify myself? Our istinja, the tahara that is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, istinja, and our wudu, our ghusl. There are various aspects. Getting ready for Jumu'ah, for example, the removal of the unwanted hair. So these are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have our own distinctive way. To this extent that even in our outward appearance, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in authentic ahadith, khalifu al-mushrikeen, that go against the way of those who make partners with Allah. Waffirul luha, lengthen your beard, let your beard flourish. وَأَحْفُشْ shawarib, and shorten your moustache. So even with regards to our outward appearance, there should be a distinction. And this has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in our belief system, our ibadat, our tahara, in every aspect of life, our solution is always to implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll find that in various aspects of life, we'll find that there is a distinction. With regards to our dress is a dress of haya. That there should be haya in our outward appearance. We should not be wearing clothes that are tight and are revealing. Similarly, especially with regards to the women folk, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Quran Sharif states very clearly, they should not make a display of themselves like the display of the times or the first times of Jahiliyyah. So there is a distinction in that. Similarly, with regards to our janazas, we find that their way is perhaps maybe to delay, and so many days pass, and the body lies in state, etc. And so many days are delayed in this way. But the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be hasty. Once the janazah is ready, that a person should be hasty with regards to burying the deceased. So there are various aspects of life that where we have our distinctive way. And this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is now the solution that we have, and this is the way that we will maintain our identity. That we maintain our identity by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inwardly, outwardly, with regards to our mindset as well. That we follow what was the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So within ourselves and outwardly as well, we should follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you have, for example, two types of people, two people. One, for example, is wearing very tight jeans. He's clean shaven. He's got the latest branded t-shirt. He's got no topi or no hat on his head. He's got no beard. So that's one person that you have there. And you have another person that's dressed in identically the same way. Now which one do you make salam to? So there's so much of benefit in the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, adopting the way of Rasulullah SAW, even the outward appearance of Rasulullah SAW, that you can distinguish, you will be honored that someone will make salam to you. On the other hand, a person cannot distinguish, and some people get offended, the person passed by me, he didn't even make salam to me, but he couldn't make out whether you were a Muslim or whether you were not a Muslim. You were opposing the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could he distinguish? How could he make you out? Then we have, for example, with regards to the tahara, that many their way, their system, they have no system of istinja, of purifying themselves at the time of istinja, of going to the toilet. So many of them, na'udhu billah, they will just stand by the urinal, and thereafter they will relieve themselves. And there's no system of tahara, of purifying themselves. But we have the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many of our youngsters, perhaps they may be going to schools where they are non-Muslims there as well. And you'll find that when it's time to, perhaps after sport, etc., they have these communal showers. Everyone get in there and they bathe without, covering themselves. Again, going against the haya and the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with regards to every aspect of our life, our ibadah, tahara, salah, zakah, with regards to our janazas, with regards to our nikahs, we will find that our solution and our way is always the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, unfortunately, we have got this kind of inferiority complex, and where we just want to imitate the ways of the others, ways of the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to this extent that just yesterday I received a question where a youngster wants to know that why is it not correct to have a slit in the eyebrow? It's a new trend now that we must have slits in the eyebrow. So where did they get that from? Again, this is just imitating the ways of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, as I said and I've repeated a few times, that our solution is very simple. Study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Attach ourselves to the masjid. Attach ourselves to the people of the masjid, those who are linked to the masjid, those who are grounded in the masjid, attach ourselves to that. Attach ourselves to good programs, in good environments, and then follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, in this way, we will be saved from, our iman will be protected. And the iman of our youngsters, of our children, of our youth also will be protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, and I will conclude with this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Allah ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the message is to the entire ummah, that remain steadfast as you have been commanded. Remain steadfast as you have been commanded, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have been commanded, that is on the commands of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remain steadfast as you have been commanded. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And all those who have made tawbah with you, they have made tawbah from shirk, from kufr, from all types of false ideologies, they also should remain steadfast as they have been commanded. Remain steadfast on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. And don't break the limits. Don't break the limits of Allah. Allah ta'ala has His boundaries. Allah ta'ala has His commands. Don't go beyond that. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَعْبَ عَمَاكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah ta'ala is watching over all your actions. Allah ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't incline to the oppressors, to the zalims. Oppressors, the worst form of oppression is shirk and kufr. So don't even incline towards them. Or a person may be oppressing, in this way oppressing himself by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't incline towards the sinners, to the evil people. So, wala tarkanu, don't incline towards them. Or zalim can mean those who are oppressing others. Don't incline towards such people. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Because what will happen is that they are already being, they will be engulfed by the fire of Jahannam. Such people will be engulfed by the fire of Jahannam, but by you inclining towards them, by turning towards them, by loving them, by going towards their ways, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, then the fire will touch you. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. And then there will be no helper for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no protector for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq for amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.